Welcome to Your Q, an open invitation to come together, collaborate, and take action towards a more connected, informed, and thriving Douglas County. Your Q is all about celebrating, uplifting, and educating our community. Each week, we'll highlight the people, ideas, and organizations making a difference and invite you to join us in shaping the future of Douglas County. Brought to you by Roseburg Schools. And now, Your Q. On News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon and welcome to Your Q. Thank you so much for joining us on this beautiful day in Douglas County.
Tiffany, great to see you, as always.
We have a very cozy studio today and excited to have our guests introduce themselves in a minute. We have, well, I think it's going to be a really, really important show for our community event. And as you may remember, though the community's done some work on kind of its values and things that it kind of identifies with, and the topic of building community is something that ranks toward the top in our community in terms of what they want and what they aspire and hope for. And so we're going to dig into what is a super important topic. In fact, it's really vital, I think. It really is a very human topic. It's a topic that really can bind us together, also limit us without it, right? And so thank you to our guests who are here today and are going to help us dive and explore a little bit more about the value of community, what it is, why it's important, how we build it.
That's how we work together.
So thanks for everybody for joining us, and thanks to our guests who are here. Great to see you. Thanks for taking the time to be on Your Q today. So we're going to just open it up here. Let's go ahead and we'll just start with productions. Josh, kick us off.
My name's Shane Hayes, and I run the Roseburg Plug, and we help small businesses, nonprofits, and community organizations be seen, heard, and remembered through video and other forms of digital media. And so my big mission is just to get all these things more visible to the public and kind of reconnect these businesses to the public.
Yeah, it's great. Love that.
My name is Joseph Ziegler, and I own the Roseburg Receiver. And my goal is to share as much information I can about the community. So there is so much information in Douglas County. I think of it as a river of information. And my goal is to share as much as I can about nonprofits, schools, businesses, dispatchers, police, public awareness, and everything in between. And so my goal is to just make sure that everybody is aware of what's going on in the community and for people to understand, what is happening around them.
Yeah.
That's so important.
Yeah. And we've seen the great work you're doing. It's great. It's great to have you on the show. I'm looking to dive more into that. Liz, we'll go to you.
Yeah. Liz Hill. I'm a community volunteer. I serve on a number of boards and in a couple of groups. But I also work with a group of community leaders called Envision Roseburg. And they're really a group of leaders in the Roseburg area that support each other's projects moving forward and trying to find ways to push their narrative, but also their projects in a way that builds a better family-friendly and community-friendly, business-friendly space.
Love that. Thank you.
Awesome.
Hey everyone, my name's Mandy Elder. I'm with the Ford Family Foundation. We're the building over on Stewart Park between Biomart and the Y across from the Duck Pond. And we've been there since the late 90s or so. And everything the Ford Family Foundation does builds community at different levels in service to kids and their families and happier, healthier lives for kids across rural Oregon and Siskiyou County. I'm a learning officer in our learning department. And so our team builds community around research, data, and learning for our organization and for rural Oregon as a whole.
That's great. Thank you, Emma. Thanks for the great work of the foundation community as well. All right, Emma.
Yeah. Hello, my name is Emma Rethwell, and I'm a student at Roseburg High School. I really love to be involved, especially in my school community, because we have so many amazing people and just opportunities. And so some of the clubs that I love to participate in are RHS Leadership, FCCLA, FBLA, ASTRA. I've been secretary in a couple of those clubs for 2 years and 3 years, and then in RHS Leadership for 4, and also act as the behavior team representative. And so kind of being in those positions has opened up to my eyes to how important community is. And how important it is to start kind of contributing to it young. because starting right now, I have been able to learn so much more about people and just education and just everything in general because of the relationships I've made. And so, yeah, that's what I've done. And I'm so excited to do more.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's amazing. People may not know or may know, Emma is always great to be here. Emma is our future first citizen. So great to have you here with us. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Well, let's launch into, the kind of writer, author, Simon Sinek often talks about this kind of golden circle, right? Because you got to start with the whys. And I wanted to just propose this question, throw this out to people. And that is, all of you are busy. Your parents, you're running businesses, you're in school and seven different clubs and doing all the things. And I'm curious for our listeners today of like, why have you prioritized community service and building community? Like, why is that important to you? And why do you think it's important here in the community? This is, again, came up as like from our community, something we really, really want to have here. So I'll just open this up. I mean, you've got lots of things you could be doing, and you all have an ethos and an interest in building community. Why is that?
I'd say for me, I just kept hearing, I didn't know that was a thing, working alongside a small business and then realizing how hard it was for that business to get walk-in traffic, or listening to people say, I drive by here every day and I just noticed you guys, and that business has been there for over a year. And so that really kind of gave me the idea of, well, maybe this is something that needs to be worked on. And more than that, talking to people and finding out what their why was really kind of inspired me to kind of dig deeper into that. Because in a lot of the cases when I was finding out what the why was of these people, it was re-inspiring them to kind of like get the fire lit under them and work even harder. So,
yeah.
I love that your why is lifting up other people's why. That's so true, right? Because then passion is shared and right. People connect through that.
And it's not a question that's asked a lot.
Yeah.
And for me, when I started the Rosemary Receiver, I started as a scanner platform. So I posted everything about car accidents and wildfires and that sort of thing. But then about a year in, I started posting news, information about students and sharing information about nonprofits and things going on in the community. And what I've realized is that there was a gap in knowledge sharing throughout social media and maybe the community. There was just a lot of things that people didn't know about, kind of what Shane was talking about. So once I started sharing that, it blew up like wildfire. Like, that's why the Rosemary Receiver is just growing like crazy. I feel like, and this is true, every single person in this community has a story. Mm-hmm. Every business, every nonprofit, every student, every artist, a dispatcher, police officer, everyone. And my goal is to just share that information. It's like they have a story, and that story needs to be told. And those people are there. They show up. Sometimes there's those silent people that make a difference in the community. And that's really my goal, is just to get out there. We go to events and we see what's going on with like the different things that happen at schools and nonprofit organizations putting on things and people, like what Shane was saying again, like people, I volunteer for nonprofits, and sometimes people are saying like, I've been here for 40 plus years and I didn't know this event was going on.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. And that's why I started participating in nonprofits too, is, if we don't participate, those organizations or nonprofits will kind of dwindle a little bit. And it's really hard to find those volunteers, but those volunteers are what make the dream come true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and those nonprofit organizations have really powerful whys that need to be uplifted, and they make a big difference in our community. So that's incredible.
Yeah, there's some interesting themes already just about like connection and humanity.
Yes.
Right? Making human. People make, making sure people understand the human story and all these things, whether it's a business or an individual or a group. Yeah, I love that. What else comes to mind? You think about just kind of the why of this, of focusing on building community.
Yeah. I mean, I think, we all live in a community and we all want to see a better community, no matter what. If we have kids, if we are just single, I think I grew up, and I think a lot of folks did, with
active parents or grandparents that were involved in, you know, Kiwanis or Lions Club. And that's diminishing with this generation. And my husband and I moved back. I grew up in Coos Bay and he grew up in Roseburg. And we moved back to Oregon from the East Coast in 2020 during the height of COVID. And I was lonely. And it was really isolating to move to a community and not know people, not know what organizations are out there. I certainly didn't grow up in this community, so I didn't know a lot of folks. And I was like, you know, I've been gifted so many experiences and in my career opportunities to learn about funding and community building and other sorts of networks. I'm going to just figure out how I can plug in some way. And I started with, I volunteer with the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and Research and Rescue crew, which is an amazing group of folks in this community who spend hundreds of hours out doing not only searches, but other sorts of things for that. For the sheriff's office. And that's where I started. And I kind of plugged in there. And then from there, I started to reach out to the Ford Family Foundation. I'm a Ford Family Scholar. And just trying to figure out what's going on in this community and where can my gifts be used in a way that I can serve and also connect. And that was kind of the selfish piece of it, is how I can connect with folks in this community. And so, I think that was kind of my why of why I really started doing this work here.
Yeah. That is super impressive. How connected you became in such a short period of time and what you've been able to accomplish. That's amazing.
It's been great. It's a really welcoming community. It's just hard to know how to get your foot in the door.
Yeah.
And I think you just have to take that step. Mm-hmm. And it might feel really scary at first, but you'll find your people. And frankly, everybody's got talents that they can lend in some way. And I think that's really where community is built, is by offering up a skill or a talent or it just being a body that can be there and volunteer and serve. And you just have to take that first step.
Yeah. And this is really highlights an interesting, I mean, for this series already, which is there is this reciprocity. There is this, like, when we give, you actually get. It's interesting, right? And there is something about that magical in a community, right? Whether it be in within the walls of your own home or whether it be in a broader community, like a theme of like elevating humanity, right? But also, like, when we give, we get, right? That's actually, I think, a theme we want to push on here today. I wonder that. Man, what comes to mind for you?
Yeah, Ellie, a lot of what you're saying already really resonates with me. I'm also really inspired by the generations that came before us and this idea of reciprocity. Well, that really resonates with me a lot. You know, there's just like a lot of practical reasons why building the stronger community benefits everyone. If you're like in a nonprofit organization, in a local government, in a business, within your own organization, the more you are connected and the more you trust the people around you, the more ideas are going to come, the better you're going to be able to serve people, the better you're able to work with students. There's just so many practical reasons why it actually makes the road to where you're going easier and more fun and more expedient. Like, you'll get further faster if you're well connected. And then there's just, it's like a basic part of our humanity. You know, we need each other. We need people. And we become more human when we're connected. When you are, you know, it's happening when you have kind of lost yourself in it. You know, you're not aware that you're like doing some task or something like that, but you just feel yourself like, flowing through an experience of connection and community.
Yeah, that's the one word. I love that.
Such a great description of that. Yes. Yeah,
that's great. Emma, what's on your mind? I got to say this, like, I have a special place in my heart for these young people. Okay. I have to say, it is the best generation of kids I've ever seen, of young people. They are super talented. And you, these young people, do so many things of ease. I think that's something harder for adults, right? The way you make connections, the way you serve. So, what's on your mind? I'd love to hear from our young people in the community.
Oh, man. Well, over the past 4 years of me being in high school and whatnot, I've just kind of come to the conclusion that community is basically everything. Like, I started off high school as probably one of the most quiet, shy people you will ever meet. I hated taking initiative because just because I was like fearful of failure. I was like, well, if I fail, everyone's going to like look down on me and like, I'm going to ruin everything. I've learned over these last 4 years that like, because of people around me, teachers and like my peers and just outside sources that just, you know, taking that step into the community really changes everything. I keep saying that word, everything. Really like, oh man, this is such a loaded topic. RHS leadership is its own little community. And that was my first why. Literally just a program, RHS leadership. I learned to be confident in my own skills. I learned to trust in other people because the people around us, like we get so consumed by our own lives and it may not be like on purpose, but like whether it's financial burden or simply getting distracted by all of the things in the world that we don't really slow down and look at the people around us. And the businesses around us and just everything. And like, I mean, the Ford Family scholarships and the Future for Citizens scholarship that I got, I mean, that's going to change my life. Yeah. And that's all because of the community getting together in order to change something, to make an impact. And so I just think it's so amazing. And it doesn't even matter. It doesn't have to be a huge scholarship. It can be the small things, like changing one person's life. Like I have even just kind of talked to people and been like, hey, I want to encourage you to do this because I think you'll do so good. And when they do it, they always come to me after and be like, thank you for doing that. Like you can change people's lives, even in the little things. So community to me, the why is just, why don't you want to make an impact? And yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
I love that.
I love that you started that with people. That's what made you. And you're like, God, it's the people around me that helped me to believe in myself and to be encouraged to, you know, make a change for, you know, make positive impact. And that's, you are amazing, incredible. Like, seriously, that's, thank you for everything you do.
So I think it was 2023, Surgeon General came out with this kind of declaration about this epidemic of loneliness. I wonder, maybe you can help us with this a little bit. We might have viewers that feel like they're not connected. They're hearing about the benefits of community, but do wonder kind of how to get plugged in and how to really take that first step. So I wonder if we can just cast what's out there. What advice would you give someone listening today on the radio or podcast that's like, okay, yeah, I see there's benefit in the community. I still feel disconnected here. And of this thing, this is some of my places. I haven't really found the people that I could access. What advice do you give to people who are listening today?
I'd say get involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, find a niche of something you like that could be nature. You could go volunteer for like Umpqua Watersheds. They do a lot of stuff that's to do with nature. There's other nonprofits you can get involved with. Or you've got like Thrive Umpqua. They're doing like a downtown cleanup thing. Just go and attend those events and be around these people. And then you can kind of create your community off of that.
Yeah.
So just getting involved would be huge.
Yeah. And they can find those things where? Where are good places to find those?
Well,
a couple spots there, right?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, because I just like go on social media on the events and I'll just start scrolling. And I'll be like, oh, I don't even know that, you know, but that's all like behind the scenes putting out the news. So,
and that's exactly it. Sometimes all those guys do is put out some flyers and hope people see them.
Yeah.
So getting that information out into the internet is pretty important.
Yeah. Just taking that first step. What are the thoughts? If there's listeners that are like, I just not kind of feeling this community vibe here, or they want to maybe deepen it. Maybe they have some people, but want to deepen that connection. What suggestions do you get?
I mean, I think, of course, getting involved is really important, but I also think a part of that is like, don't fear stepping out of your comfort zone. Don't fear diversity. I think, and no, this is not targeted, but especially in Douglas County, like usually we focus on more, how do I explain this? We kind of have a strict mindset. Like we like the things we like, and there's not a crazy ton of opportunity to branch out unless you take the step to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just, you can learn so much from doing things you never thought. For example, you may be like the most unathletic person ever, and yet you go and you find someone who loves hiking, like a hiking group, or just a little running group and do something like that. Like, you can do so much. Don't fear the difference. Honestly, embrace it, and you never know what you could find.
Yeah.
Love so that. True. And on that note, we have a video from RHS leadership students about the opportunities that they're giving students at RHS to get involved and to find their groups.
So, yeah, these are RHS freshmen, actually.
Yeah, two RHS freshmen produced this video. And yeah,
big shout out to Willow Turner and also Natalia Gutierrez for putting the video together.
So we're going to pivot to the video real quick, and then we'll follow up on that conversation.
Enjoy.
Community is relationships that you build with the people around you.
Family, friends, all coming together to work to achieve one goal. Group of people supporting each other.
The meaning of community can be different for different people, depending on their experiences with it. Communities are so important, as they give us something to hold on to and people to lean on when we need something. RHS students work to make a safe environment, not just for their group, but for everyone. Without communities, none of us would be connected, and we wouldn't feel as safe in our environment. RHS has so many different communities, like leadership, HOSA, or sports, like track and field or basketball.
I'm one of the council members for the HOSA club at RHS, which is Health Opportunities for Future Health Professionals. Recently, on March 11th, we hosted our blood drive. And our club was really able to give back to the community by donating 53 units of blood, which can save the lives of around 150 people. And this exceeded our goal of 111%. And HOSA, we really focus on giving back to the community medically, whether it be doing things for medical employees or, like I mentioned earlier, giving blood for community.
I am the president of Astra. Astra is just a student-run service club here at RHS, and we focus mainly on children's literacy. So one way we've contributed to the community this year is a special project that we're calling Book Buddies. And so we've been writing letters to an elementary school to just talk about the books that these fifth grade students have been reading, and we're doing it to try to promote a love of reading and learning. And it's also been really cool to just hear from these kids about whatever they're doing. And we also have volunteer opportunities throughout the year just for different community service projects, especially related to Altruza, who runs the Celebration of Literacy.
I'm the president of the Roseburg FFA chapter, and upcoming we have the plant sales May 8th to May 9th. The money will go to our programs for like upcoming events and conventions that we travel to. And this is really supportive of our community because we have so many community members coming in to buy some plants and just get the words out to our whole community. So it's a really good event that we host, and I hope to see you there.
These RHS clubs work with students to build a community where everyone can feel included. Building community takes respect and involvement, two words we have plastered in our RHS motto of pride. Through communities, people are able to create relationships with others. They're able to rely on, grow with, find a sense of belonging with, support each other through challenges, and collaborate with to create meaningful change. Whether someone is involved in a community through sports, the arts, service opportunities, or anything in between, communities allow for people to feel connected through others while growing themselves.
The conversation continues shortly. This is Your Cue on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. This is Your Cue, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Hey, really appreciated the video. Any thoughts on that video?
It's amazing to see such a just young people. Awesome. And they have such inspiration and hope. And yeah, we have a lot to learn. And, you know, I think we all have that. And it just then starts to dwindle as you get older. And we just need to remember that, like, they want really great things for this world and our community too. And yeah, it's on us to put them and also do it. So.
And there was an invitation to support them too at the plant sale coming up.
Right.
So I love that call to action.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's perfectly timed with Mother's Day. So yeah, it's a nice,
they know what they're doing.
They're listening. They got FFA to talk about. You know, maybe Mother's Day, get down to the high school. Yeah, exactly. So I want to follow back up on a few things that were interesting. You kind of got a chance to touch on a little bit. We talked about your why and some of those things, but let's talk a little bit about what have you seen with community action? Like, how has that benefited, whether it's small businesses in the community, whether it's community at large, whether it's, you know, what are the foundation sees or students or just in general, like, what have you seen? Because we do read about all of these pro-social benefits of having a deep community, right? Every factor, almost every factor in terms of like quality of life, longevity, satisfaction, deeper relationships with people you care about. Like, life is better in this community. But what have you seen? You know, what have you seen in the community that is inspirational in terms of watching that transformation happen? I think there's some real interesting things happening in our community that are exciting. I just came recently from the tennis center. It was a really good example of like an investment in the community and just to see people. I was watching kids play tennis, but also just like at the baseballs there was a really cool thing. So what are you seeing in our community that's exciting in terms of visible for how this is changing lives in our community?
I would say for business owners, being able to lift each other up and motivate each other to keep going, you know, offer different perspectives. So you're not just running your business in a vacuum. Like, you don't feel alone. You don't have to run a business by yourself if you can find some kind of community like that. And for that reason, I go to like the Chamber of Commerce meetings, networking meetings. And, you know, the biggest benefit for me is being around other like-minded people. That helps keep me on track. And, you know, it's other people to look up to if they're being really successful too. And so that's a really powerful tool to utilize. And I mean, you can get some really good friendships out of stuff like that too, which just improves your quality of life.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And I really, you know, I have to point out, it's amazing what you two have been able to accomplish in your partnership. Mm-hmm. So that's an incredible example of how, you know, businesses can come together and collaborate, even though with what you do, it can be taken by a lot of people as competition, but you two really embrace, you know, coming together in the work and really becoming a team. So
Yeah. It's been great. I think like showing up is like the biggest thing. I think that's like the key thing is showing up. And when we do, it's amazing seeing everybody's story. I think it's an inspiration for everyone. Everybody like volunteering and putting in their time to like live the dreams and making it a reality. I think it's just what we're seeing together, like going to these events and like sharing the news and like getting information from these people are starting to spread. People are starting to send all this information to us because they trust us. And there's just so much information that no one understands. Like, no one understands how much information is actually here, and it just needs to be told. Mm-hmm. And so, like when like us connecting together and spreading that, especially Shane, like doing the video and whatnot, it's been great.
Yeah.
I love that. Another thing to keep in mind too is that because you do so much networking and so much connecting with others, you have an awesome opportunity to connect people together as well.
Yes.
So that's huge.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's always really powerful. It's crazy how just going to those meetings and like are connecting the dots between them. I mean, that can do a lot for not just me, but you know, everyone involved. It's really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love that. So Liz, you had an interesting thing. I've heard you say it before, which I love. And that is like, talked about how to help us think as a community about being more family. More community friendly and more business down. And those are, it's always resonated with me when I hear that. Like, I think that's something everybody aspires to, right? How do you think building community does that better? People in building community influences those things.
I think we as people get to decide what we want our community to look like. And those who show up and are engaged are the ones who really get to decide. And so, you know, we live in this really hard time right now where there's just not a lot of trust among fellow citizens and people. And I think from my experience is really when I show up in a group, particularly if I'm uncomfortable and I get to know those folks, but we share a common goal, right? Like we want to see better parks. I serve as chair of the Oregon State Parks Commission. And there's plenty of people that don't agree with me and I don't agree with them, but we all share this one passion of we think parks are amazing. We think we need more for our state. We need more in communities. We need to serve more communities with more public spaces and open spaces. And by just having a common goal, and I would argue that parks do benefit communities, families, and businesses in a lot of ways as well. You have that broader reach to meet those bigger goals. And you might not agree on politics, on what to eat for dinner or any of that. But at the end of the day, you're all working together and you build respect among each other and you can open up opportunities to listen and communicate in a more trustworthy environment. And I think that's really what our country needs more right now is just listening and opening up yourself to share information.
Yeah, I do love that. It seems like it's so interesting to me because I have a chance to meet lots of people in my day job. And I love people, always have, but I think there's so much we have in common as people, but it seems like this polarization is almost like a sci-fi movie at times. Like it's almost like engineered to get people thinking that we're different. But I mean, it's so interesting. In this community, there's a lot of deeply held beliefs, but so many people actually want the same thing. It's just getting the right venue to be like, oh, that's it. And how community really becomes in some ways like an antidote to animosity and to frustration. And if people sometimes we feel like we're in paralysis, like you can't move. But I think this concept, like you said, of building community, even amongst differences, is actually sometimes pretty joyful.
Yeah.
We'll get these things done because we have these shared values.
And trust is a huge part of that. I love how you brought that up. Trust is huge. I just think, yeah, like on social media, you see like people, you go through any of the comments, you're like, there's always like negative comments. And it's like, what? That does not build trust. How are we going to help each other feel vulnerable and able to share if we're going to be negative on their comments? Like, let them share, find the thing that connects you. I mean, there's no reason for that. And it doesn't create trust for you either. It's a barrier to trust. And so I really feel like, That is huge. I feel like we should treat one another more like our neighbors. Like, would you comment if you saw your neighbor posting something like that? Would you make a negative comment? No, because you're going to see them. Like, you know, and if we treated each other more like neighbors, like, you know, we're not so far away.
Yeah.
Like we're neighbors. We really are. And so, yeah.
You know, we did this research project a couple of years back at the foundation called Oregon Voices, and we surveyed people across the state.
Yeah.
500 people in every Oregon county, and we surveyed. We got different response rates everywhere. We got a ton back from Douglas County and from Roseburg, especially. But the funny, really funny thing on this topic is that in every Oregon county, one of the first questions we asked was, what do you most appreciate about where you live? And what do you find most challenging? And in the top three responses to both of those was people. So people love their neighbors. They love their community. That's why they live where they live, because their people are there. And then they are also sharing, like, and it's really challenging, in fact, to work with people all the time. And that's like part of the human condition, you know? And so what an interesting, you got to hold that tension, you know, to be in community. It's part of it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like that. The premise of service, though, I'm like, building community, however you do that, like, is kind of that great equalizer, right? Where like even amongst, like, seems like our greatest joys with people and oftentimes our greatest disappointments in life can be because of someone's decision or something, right? But it's almost like when we do have a shared interest or kind of a shared hope in something, there is something special that happens. But it moves it more toward the side of, I love where I'm at because of these people. Yeah, that's really interesting.
I think it's just so important to remember that we're all human too. Like, we can't be getting down on one another for, like you said, like when somebody does something that's like, okay, well, they're human. So we're all human.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's going to be perfect. And so we have to be more compassionate with one another. I think that's like such a, and especially with like trust and respect one another, you know, and that comes from compassion. Like, and then we all come together in service, and you don't always like everybody on your team. And there's going to be times when you're like, yeah, I don't really vibe with that person. I'm not really, but we are all still working towards the same goal. We are all, and
even on a large level, we are. I mean, sure, we can have a project that we're working on, but we are all humans. Like you mentioned, like we're like in a sci-fi movie, and it's just like, we kind of are. Like, I mean, look at AI, right? Like, I think it's funny to think about, like, could you ever imagine, like, ChatGPT mean, like, don't use Gemini. Like, Gemini is not the one. Yeah, I'm the one. It's like, is there a way to say that? Because it's too, it knows too much. It is collective intelligence, right? So here we are as people. Like, what, how, so I think we should take some notes. Like, because we all know how the sci-fi movies end. It's like, we all know how that goes. Like, it's, so we need to come together. And I'm not saying that I'm like this, you know, like, oh, don't let the machine win. Like, I mean, obviously we're all stuck with AI and who knows where that's going to go. I think that we can learn from the collective intelligence. It's kind of what I'm feeling from, you know, we all need to come together and like, we need to rise together and help each other to rise.
Yeah. I think that's what the community was, I think, suggesting when and we asked about their hopes and aspirations, like they want a place we can do that. And I think it does take a venue and it does take a mindset, right? It does take a way to do that, which is really good.
Well, and people that are doing work like you are all doing, like bringing people together, giving people a platform and a place to connect and unite in what we're doing. Yeah, the work that you're doing is incredible.
All right. So, I'm curious, what's on the mind of our guest today? Anything on your mind?
I just think in general, one of the biggest things is we kind of hit it earlier is to listen. Yes. And by listening, that doesn't mean to sit down and just kind of hear what they're saying. That's not the right mindset you want to have, because that's just going to go in one ear, right out the other. And I think it's not only listening, but truly making an effort in your mind to understand. Understanding doesn't mean you have to agree, but it's that whole compassion thing. Like, we are so unique and we all bring so many different skills and mindsets and beliefs and everything else to the table. And every single one of them is important. But if we, once again, see those things, see those differences as just bad, like, how do we connect? How do we make a change? Some of the greatest things that have happened in the world have been because people from like different countries and with completely different beliefs, like on completely different sides of the spectrum, came together with one common purpose. Yeah. Like, we're human. We just want to be happy. We want to be safe and we want to feel like we belong. And in doing so, we also have to do the work in making sure other people feel like they belong.
Yeah.
I love that. That's so powerful.
Yeah, so Stephen Covey talked about the same thing. Like, oftentimes our challenge in communication is that we're formulating a response and we're not really listening, right?
Yeah.
My wife tells me this all the time. You just listen off, and I think, which is great. But I do love this. The one of the things I've really been reminded of today in the conversation is that there has to be a higher value put on humanity. Mm-hmm. You know, every small business, every person has a story. Love this conversation, right? Like, people, at the end of the day, part of the human condition should, one thing that should be guaranteed is that people are seen and heard and valued. And I don't know if that's happening in us. I'm not sure if it's happening enough in our community. That we need to elevate the humanity of life. My dad used to say, my dad passed away in October, and I've spent a lot of time seeing my dad, and like, he used to tell me something often, because I think I was a pretty opinionated kid, maybe, just from the lessons he taught. Well, not honestly, I mean, what. But it was, he used to say this. He said, you know, Jared, he said, you need to treat everybody you meet as if they're going through something really hard. And if you do that, you'll be right most of the time. You know, it reminded me about how human the human condition is, and how this concept of just compassion and humanity is really wrapped into community. Now, community is not something we see on a spreadsheet or a one-page document. It really becomes kind of a way to live, right? It's more of an action.
Yeah.
It's like a chance to, it's really about how do I get involved in making things a little better.
It's in a practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
An everyday practice.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, one thing, I had a mindfulness teacher for a while. He urged me to, like, when I was at the grocery store or anywhere, to just stop and be present
and look at someone and just focus on one person and be like, what are they doing? Like, how are they, you know, and then really put myself in their shoes and be like, wow, they seem to be frustrated, or they seem to be like, you know, they're, you know, just to level with them. And then we really develop compassion that way. And I mean, and so I practiced that, and I find it really helpful when I'm in like traffic sometimes, and somebody's just like storming through, you know, and I'm like, they must really need to get somewhere, you know, and it's a presence. It's a compassion. It's a practice. And I think it's so important for connection, because how else, I mean, we have to develop that way of finding an avenue to connect in, you know, even in times that are like, yeah, you're being flipped off in traffic or whatever it is, you know, you're like, okay, well, I hope their day gets better.
Yeah.
I hope that they can find some peace.
Yeah, it's a good approach. Yeah.
You know,
so you have to, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes me, I totally agree with that. And a lot of what we've talked about is community building through service and like engaging with the nonprofit. And that is totally like a cornerstone, I think, of how our society even functions, is through volunteerism and nonprofits, and how our civic infrastructure is connected. And there's also like informal ways that we build community that just come to us very naturally, you know, if you just think of like turning it up one further notch, you know, can you connect a little bit more deeply with somebody who you're already seeing often, you know? It doesn't have to be like a huge barrier to entry, or something that you're doing just because it's fun and it's with other people. My husband and I joined a bowling league this like last senior, which seemed like a really hard thing. Like, you would think you would have to be good to be in one of these things in Eugene. Not, they will let anybody do this, and it's just fun. It's really fun. And I like a super welcoming environment, and people are, you know, like, people are there to be with other people and be and having a good time. And so it doesn't have to be a huge barrier to entry to build community or to connect with people that you're already around, you know.
Yeah, I do love that. I think that's why it's so true, right?
Yeah.
And I'm reminded of a quote I heard years ago, which was that oftentimes the most important work we do is in the walls of our own home. And thinking about like that, there's a chance of every day to maybe enhance the relationship or work. So I do love that. It's can happen in natural ways. I think if it's best, it oftentimes does. Sure.
Yeah, but I think that really gets to the point that it's like, addressing some of the isolation that we are seeing more and more of. I know you're about to be a mom, and you know, I think when you first start having children, that can be an isolating experience, just like being an older citizen as well can be, and finding your network and your group. And that is so essential to help you navigate this new experience in your life that you don't necessarily know what you're doing. But also just feeling seen and heard. And I think that you bring up that great point of there's more ways for community building, and it doesn't have to be service oriented. It can be your neighbor down the road you see is going through a different change or a different experience, and just lending out your hand and saying, come over for tea. And that's building a community that is meaningful.
I love that. There are so many ways,
yeah,
for sure. So As we train toward the end of our KQEN radio spot, and there'll be more after this, we like to invite our guests to come up with your cue. So the name of the show, obviously, is your cue. So we're trying to celebrate, uplift, and educate, but it's a little bit of a play on words. Thank you, Shanna Sedentia. But this is a really good opportunity for our guests to just chime in, like, for our listeners, like, what would be their cue? What would you suggest to our listeners? Something that they can do in this space? Maybe something that you've thought about before, or you think about often, or something that came maybe to mind in the show today. So we'll start. Shane, we'll kick us off here. What could you share with our listeners today? Maybe their cue to think a little differently this week, or?
Hey, I would say if you're someone who's looking for community, I would start with trying to get involved. Start looking around for volunteer opportunities, in some kind of niche that you like. It could be nature or music. And if those opportunities don't exist, maybe create one. If there's not a hiking group that meets up, maybe you be the person that starts that. And just take hold of those opportunities and you'll find your community.
Love that.
Yeah, and I think for me, I think the number one thing that I mentioned earlier is show up somewhere. You know, just go open up the door in your house and go and do it. And that could be a nonprofit meeting. It could be a school event. It could be a festival, anything. Meet one person and talk to them. And that's really how we got to where we are now. I think it's just having that motivation, go to some event, something going on in the community, and get yourself out there and talk to people, because, you know, everybody's story is important, and it's worth knowing that story.
Love that.
Those are really important. I would echo those. I'm going to say, in addition, the key for this week is just be positive, be a positive influence in the community. Say thank you when you see somebody doing something really great. You know, try to reframe your message into they're trying really hard to do something. Thank you. And you may not agree with what is happening, but that's your opportunity to also get engaged and have your voice heard. But just be a positive influence in the community.
Your cue this week is, if you're in a formal position of leadership or in a nonprofit or an organization, to think about what it would take to build just a little bit more community among the people that you work with, that you're collaborating with on a daily basis. And if you're not, you know, you're like living your life trying to get to work and get your kids to wherever, you know, what would it look like to just step one tiny step further into more connection with somebody near you?
I would say is, truly don't be afraid to experiment. I know it might sound like, especially to like the older generation coming from a high school student, they might think, oh, well, that's so easy for you. You have high school. You're still young. You can go do all these things. You're not limited to your age. Like, there are things for you in the community, even here in Douglas County, even joining things such as like yoga classes at the Y. I mean, there could be so many amazing people. And I think the main thing that's holding you back, if you're listening on the radio, is your fear of failure. And in general, just being like, what if they're not my people? And if they're not your people, then how did that really hurt you in any way? It's just, make that effort and trust me, it'll be worth it.
So good. So great. You guys are all so amazing. And yes, I think we are wrapping up the radio portion. So we will continue this conversation on the after show. You can go to Roseburg School's YouTube channel to check that out. You're going to want to check that out because we're going to go deeper into building community. And so next week, we have an episode about expanding opportunities. And, you know, we've been expanding so many opportunities that we have two episodes back to back about this. So that's going to be really exciting. Next week, we're particularly focused on our medical career pathways and the opportunities that are being expanded to our students to get free college credits and also to be able to get certifications in the medical field right out of high school, go right into working family wage jobs. So it's an amazing, amazing things that are happening. And it's all because of our partnership with UCC. And so next week we'll have Rachel Polkrant, the president of UCC, with us, as well as the president of CHI Mercy Health, Russ Hooley. And then we'll also have Aviva Health's chief medical officer, Jay Richards. So that's going to be a really insightful, inspirational, and educational episode. We'll also have one of our RHS nursing students with us to talk about their experience in the program. So we hope they'll join us. And until then, stay connected and keep showing up for each other.
Join us Thursdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Or watch online on the Roseburg School's YouTube channel and the Your Q Facebook page. This show is built with our community, for our community,
If you have an idea for a conversation that celebrates, uplifts, or educates Douglas County, or know someone we should feature, we'd love to connect. Reach out at yourq@roseburg.k12.or.us or message us on Facebook.